Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Here was Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network talking about Tim Kelly promoted to offensive coordinator in Tennessee.
The Titans have done what they really have done for the last five or so years under Mike Vrabel, which is find a really good young head coach, promote from within, and then make him their offensive coordinator. They did it with Arthur Smith. They did it with Todd Downing. And now they did it with Tim Kelly, the former Houston Texans offensive coordinator under Bill O'Brien, was really on an incredible trajectory when he was with the Houston Texans and really became a favorite of Deshaun Watson, helped Watson develop as he did, ended up leaving there, went to Tennessee, did a really good job there. Now, among several coaches with new roles, including Charles London, who comes in as the quarterback's coach, Tim Kelly fills a key offensive coordinator opening for the Tennessee Titans and Mike Vrabel.
Okay, so Tim Kelly is going to be the OC in Tennessee. Seth, let's marry a couple of things we've been talking about today. Tim Kelly,
okay,
OC in Tennessee. Let's marry this to a blurb in Mike Sando's Pick Six, his Monday column where he attacks all the big storylines around the league. And in this particular one, he's got several predictions on where quarterbacks could wind up. And he talks to a lot of executives, anonymous executives, in putting his column together each week. That's why I like it so much. It's backed by some faceless quotes, which we're all about on this show. The very first quarterback he's predicting things for is Aaron Rodgers. And his prediction is the Packers are finished with Aaron Rodgers and will trade him. He goes through the math of trading Aaron Rodgers, what teams would inherit that traded for him, what the package might be to give up to get Aaron Rodgers. And then he talks to a few executives about logical landing spots for Aaron Rodgers. Says this, obviously the Jets are a logical one because of Nathaniel Hackett being in New York as their new offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers likes Nathaniel Hackett. Might be the reason why the Jets hired him, was so that Aaron Rodgers would approve that.
Aaron Rodgers likes Nathaniel Hackett. Is there any actual evidence that like he really wants to play for Nathaniel Hackett?
Not so far.
He didn't go to Denver.
He's 0-1.
It seems like the weirdest thing to me that like it's almost like, hey, this. I heard these guys roomed together at summer camp one year. They were bunkmates.
Right.
So it's strange, but okay. There must be something to it. I got to think there's something to it.
Here's where we marry the two things we're talking about. Execs, this is Sando, Mike Sando from The Athletic. Execs have pointed to Tennessee as an intriguing potential landing spot for Aaron Rodgers. The Packers might not trade Rodgers to an NFC contender like the 49ers, even if the Niners were interested in absorbing the contractual ramifications. First exec, quote, Tennessee is a great spot for him. Second exec, quote, ooh, I could totally see that with Tennessee.
Totes.
So it could very well be that Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, okay, it's good a chance as any, but Aaron Rodgers could be in the AFC South next year.
This is where I don't know. I with Aaron Rodgers, honestly, I think sometimes we spend too much time trying to dissect whatever the hell he's talking about on the Pat McAfee show. I mean, McAfee kind of gives him a runway to just go ahead and give him a stream of consciousness and a high five for everything that he says. And I think sometimes Rodgers is speaking some of the complaints he has, it's impossible to tell like how serious he is about those complaints. Like he talks about how important it is for him to finish his time in Green Bay, and then he mentions guys like Mercedes Lewis and Randall Cobb and all of that. Well, okay, if he goes elsewhere, he's not going to bring Mercedes Lewis and Randall Cobb with him, I don't think. Maybe he would. Maybe it's like he's got this ayahuasca all-star team of his buddies from the offseason that he wants to bring with him, and that's the only way he'll accept the trade. So I don't know if he really does know what he wants. I mean, I think he seems to think that after he goes on this isolation retreat, he'll have a good feel for what he wants. I just don't. I think what happens maybe in some of these off-season retreats that he does is he goes, he gets away from everything, and he realizes, like, oh, you know what? I actually got it pretty good here in Green Bay. I got to just, you know, I got to recognize and understand I got a good thing going here. And that includes Matt LaFleur and his offense,
yeah,
if they can get the right wide receivers this year. So I think ultimately it ends up with him, because of all these things that he's complained about or he says he wants and everything, he doesn't have those things elsewhere. He doesn't have nearly as much elsewhere as he has right there in Green Bay.
Yep.
And he can't seem to let it seems like his issues with some of the management at Green Bay is the biggest obstacle, more so than any specific item. It's Brian Gutekunst or Mark Murphy or something. He's just got you know what he needs, Sean? Okay. Gutekunst and Murphy, they got to go on one of these retreats with him. Have they done that? I know they've flown out to meet with him. They got to go ahead and cross that bridge of saying, like, all right, yeah, I'll go do an ayahuasca ceremony with you in Central America this offseason. And honestly, I feel like then, I think that Rodgers would feel like, oh, yeah, these are my guys. I'm 100% into Green Bay. I'm into Wiener Schnitzel and ayahuasca. And no place does it better than the front office of the Green Bay Packers.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We need to grow their hair out.
I guess it'd be bratwurst, right?
Yeah. Bratwurst for sure. Cheese, definitely cheese. So Aaron Rodgers potentially to the Titans, playing with Tim Kelly. By the way, the Titans are rumored. There was a rumor this week that the Titans want to move up and get the number one overall pick. They were mentioned as a. Now, granted, this is a Titans website mentioning this, but they're saying that the Titans, who currently hold the number 11 selection in the draft, may want to move up to secure their potential quarterback of the future. I don't know, man. 10 spots, that's a long way to... That's a big 10 spots, too. 11-1. You would be probably having to do some serious gutting of future drafts to move up from... It's one thing for the Texans to move up from 2-1. It's one spot.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the Bears want to move all the way back to 11. You know, like, you're the Bears, man. You want to come away with one of these four or five best players in the draft.
I wonder, you know, and do the Titans really have an appetite for something like that after the GM was just fired? It seemingly, at least in part, because he traded A.J. Brown and then whiffed in the – he traded away A.J. Brown and then whiffed in the draft on his replacement, or at least so far his whiffed. We'll see, you know, how that all works out. But it's hard – it's kind of hard to replace an A.J. Brown in the draft. So I
– As they learned, they tried to draft one.
Yeah. I guess when in trading A.J. Brown, you're loading up on draft capital and avoiding paying. So maybe that is precisely what they want to do, is build through the draft and that includes trading up. I just the whole thing about trading up for Bryce Young is, I think this is where the harsh reality of it is, that a GM would never admit to this, but that kind of move is something that is you're either getting fired or you're making GM of the year for it.
Yeah.
Like, they're trading up for the injury prone It's a theory that Bryce Young would be injury prone because he's so small. It concerns me. I'm concerned about it. And yet, I'm trying to figure that out. Like, how concerned am I versus intrigued? But if you trade for Bryce Young and he gets injured a bunch in the first 2 years, then you're losing your job. And that's just the fact of the matter. That's why it's so much harder to trade the number one overall pick than people usually assume it is, including the people who hold the number one overall pick, partly because when you trade all that capital to get up that high, it's a career breaker if it doesn't work out. And that's why I don't think people do it for Bryce Young, because there's just too much. It's too easy a narrative, if he ends up getting injured a bunch, to turn into like, oh, my God, can you believe they did that? What idiots. Everybody could see that coming.
There's a person on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page that wants you to go through Guatemala for a week with a GoPro on your head for your YouTube channel.
You know what they have them so they can clip right on your backpack strap.
Oh, yeah?
That's the best way to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
How you record people without them even realizing mm-hmm. it. Because they're just like, oh, I'm just talking to some pleasant gentleman with a backpack.
It's what the FBI
does. It's
not
even a camera or not.
Yeah. FBI sticks them on the lapels of waiters in mob restaurants. That's what they do.
Dude, I saw some shot from an old movie. Oh, it was something from the 80s, but it was a guy was wearing a secret camera, a secret spy camera that was like a boutonniere or something. Like, oh my God, even in the movies, these things looked ridiculous.
Yes.
Like knowing now that you could have a secret camera. I could have 29 secret cameras on my body right now and you wouldn't have a clue.
It's true.
But yeah, so yeah, me and a GoPro at various places. I always have a hard time. I feel weird recording people that I don't know. Even if, like, because I don't like doing it without telling them, hey, by the way, I've got a camera here. But then immediately, once you tell people you have a camera, the interaction's different. So I don't know. I'll have to go do my isolation retreat and contemplate it for 4 days. And
yes,
then
yeah.
Maybe strap on the GoPro.
Figure that. Just bring the GoPro with you so you have the option. 9017, we're back to, if you're just jumping in, Seth and I were contemplating going on a 4 day darkness retreat like Aaron Rodgers is going to go on here soon. We've looked into it. It looks to be pretty inexpensive, assuming the prices are for the whole experience and not per night. Yeah. I'm waiting to hear back on that. We've had several
people are pointing out that Guatemala is cheap in general.
Yes.
It's just that with these types of retreats, you don't expect to pay like actual Guatemala prices for them.
Right.
And I realize $1,100 for a week is not actual Guatemala prices. I'm just saying I still expect to pay like resort type prices for something like this. That's kind of feels like it's geared more towards rich Americans.
Yes.
It feels like it's one of these types of deals.
That's what I would say to all these people pointing out how low the cost of living is in Guatemala.
Yeah.
And why would it be? And the nature of what you're doing. You're going and sitting in a dark room for four
right.
days. You're not ordering room service. You're not finding out what fun activities you have there. Oh, can I go deep sea fishing today? Oh, where's the water slide? That kind of thing. You're in a dark room. Someone says the food you eat is probably oatmeal. $1,000 for 4 days sounds like way too much. Maybe so. Maybe that's the case. But as Seth points out, the audience for this might be, for example, Aaron Rodgers, who probably thinks like, wow, $20,000 for me to go do anything for a week outside of Green Bay sounds pretty cheap to me. Hmm.
Average annual salary in Guatemala. It's weird. On this website, it's framed as salary, which makes me skeptical of just what it is. It says it's $16,000 a year, which seems that's not that much of a difference from America on average annual salary, average annual income. So, I expected it to be
16 grand.
Yeah, no, it's not, Sean. I'm not saying it's awesome or anything. I'm just saying that a lot of countries, it's I don't know. Inflation hits hard, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. What do we know? What the average salary is here?
What's that?
What's the average salary in America?
It's like 20. I don't know.
Okay,
it's somewhere around 30,000.
Okay.
Think.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Not salary. Average income is that's why salary is making it sound specific.
Yeah.
Or so sketchy to me.
Gotcha. All right, Payne and Pedder.
Average income in the United States is $31,000.
Okay, there you go.
So for it to be half of what it is in Guatemala, that actually surprises me a little bit because mm-hmm. there's like some extremely impoverished parts of Guatemala.
Big
so,
time, yeah. Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. Hey, you know who's meeting with the media today? Roger Goodell. What is it that we expect to hear from Roger Goodell? And one thing that Roger Goodell has in common with both the cities of Houston and the city of Cleveland. That is next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.